this question was prompted by a listener that said, we've got to move the school board elections to November. And I said, well, I'll get Michael Howe on because I don't know, is that doable, is it not? Let's identify the problem first, though. There's miserably low turnout in those summer elections, right, Michael?
Yeah, our June primary elections, which I can speak to, in 2024, that June primary, Scott, had 20% turnout. So I like to say it the other way. 80% of qualified electors of North Dakota State Hall. I don't think that's a true representation of the overall general public of the state of North Dakota, and only 20% are participating.
No, it's flat out sad is what it is. And I always say, you know, it's one thing if you want to weigh in on a primary or not. Sometimes there's some hotly contested races and other times there are not. But how do you not care about who's on your school board? How do you not, you know, the government closest to the people is darn important in those June elections. That's what you're deciding, who's city commission, who's county commission. They have a runoff usually in the county commission, but city races and certainly school boards. If somebody said, I don't like it, I want to move to November, or at least you have more people voting, what is our average turnout in November races, Michael?
For a presidential election, it's usually about 63-64%. Again, not great. I wish but certainly significantly higher than a June election. And then this coming fall, in a midterm election when the president is not on the ballot, it's typically in the 40% range.
So better, obviously, but still could use some improvement for sure. What would need to be done to move, you know, school board, city council races to November? Whose mission is that?
Yeah, if you would like to see that moved, the state legislature, they're the ones that sets the election law. So right now, school boards can hold their elections between April 1st and June 30th. Now, they're required to do that every single year, not just every 2 years. And the terms of a school board would have to change. Right now, school board terms are 3 years. So those would have to change to 2 or 4 or 6. It'd have to be that even number. So there'd be a couple changes to state law that would have to take place. The state legislature, they've done a fantastic job, I know, setting state election law and state election policy. You and I touched on that before the break, of how well prepared they have North Dakota for election integrity. You know, some of these local school board or school things and city races, again, those are decided in the springtime for school board or in the summer election for city. That is a decision by the state legislature, and they would have the power to change that.
All right. So if both you're saying the adjustment on the terms, if you're moving, you know, the terms would change because they're not going to be, I get it, November, you know, that part, that state, but then also the decision to move them is state?
Correct. Yes, that would have to change. It's chapter 15.109-22 for those of you keeping score at home. that would have to change in North Dakota Century Code.
Why do you think it was set up that way? And I don't know how long it's been, but maybe it's been forever, as long as we can remember. What would be the thinking behind special elections in the middle of the summer?
Well, I can tell you, if this proposal is brought forward to the next legislative session, I'd imagine the argument from a school district's perspective would be, we need our school board in place before our budget decisions are made for the upcoming year. And so those budget decisions are made in the spring and summertime. They'd want their full complement of school board members in place by then. If you were to wait to November, that certainly would have to change the budgeting process. I think that would be their argument. Whether or not it's feasible to do that and change that up, that's not a question for me. I've never served on a school board, but I would think they'd be able to figure it out. But again, that's a question for those folks at that level of government.
And you could leave the primaries alone in June, because obviously the timing of those, you know, related to who's on the ballot in November matter. But you could leave those alone. And again, if you want this to happen to the listener, it sounds like you got to talk to your legislators. Has that been tried any time you know of to change it?
Oh, gosh, I'm sure it has. It has not been attempted. Well, I've been Secretary of State for these last, you know, 3.5 years. But I would imagine, yeah, that I'm sure they've had this discussion. It's very rare where a discussion happens for the very first time in the North Dakota legislature. through our statehood, we see a lot of recurring arguments, and I'm sure that has been had prior. But you know, we'll be changing legislators over now with term limits and new ideas, new perspectives. This is something you'd want to see. I encourage those folks to reach out to their legislators.
Yeah, I think I would be the first one to say, let's think about this, folks, and let's do it. I mean, I personally think, you know, it is, I have no statistic proof of this, but I would venture to say the vast majority of people that go to the polls, and unfortunately it's too few in June, don't know enough about their school board members at a minimum. Some might not even know, like, okay, I have no idea who these people are. I'm just going to throw a dart at it, you know. So, you know, and that would take...
Well,
you got to put some of that on the voter, too. But I just think getting more people on these, it's a very important decision who's on the school board. My gosh, look at the property tax.
I tell folks, Scott, that the most important election of your lifetime is the next election. Regardless if it's the presidential, a special election, a school board election, people fight wars to have the ability to vote and participate in democracy. We take it for granted. North Dakota is not unique to this. This is in all 50 states where these lower level races have very low turnout. And like you said, we had a big, long debate last legislative session regarding property taxes. Well, who sets your property taxes? It's the government most closest to you at the school board level, the city level, the county level. And that's probably where we're the least informed and people pay the least attention to, and it affects you the most.
Exactly right. So for no other reason than your property tax tab, pull out your statement. The majority of your property taxes fund schools. You know, those purse strings matter to you without question, and more people ought to decide, in my view. So, interesting. So, sounds like some more. Was that something you'd support to change it, Michael?
You know, I sat in that chair, Scott, you know, for 6 years. My role has completely changed now. I administer the law. I don't create the law. We would work with the legislature, whichever road they went down, to make sure the law could be administered correctly and properly. Certainly the school board did have a say as to, you know, can they make it work or not? We would just make it administer it correctly, whatever the legislature decides.
Yeah, makes sense.